Guess what? Guess who we're talking to next? Linda and Rick.
Oh, Attainment with Attitude. Changes. Wanna be a richer man.
Attainment with Attitude is sponsored by Attainment Inc. and Leadership Management Inc. Attainment and LMI help business leaders to make measurable behavior changes necessary to achieve their goals. Each week, we will follow the progress of an Attainment client through their 8-week program and hear how the client is working through their fears and obstacles that stand in the way of their goals. Take the free Strategic Leadership Skills questionnaire at www.attainmentinc.com.
Okay, Linda, Rick, now this is a special night for you guys, right?
Big
night.
Absolutely.
This is graduation. You finished the 8-week program.
I'm so excited, but I'm going to miss you all.
Well, we're going to miss hearing your stories every week. Rick, you're going to have to keep in touch with us and let us know how this plays out over time, especially that sales goal.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Linda and I are going to continue on as a result of what we've done so far, so we'll probably be both talking to you.
Good. All right. Now, I do know in advance here that you put together kind of a recap of what you've learned over the course of the past 8 weeks. So please tell me, what have you gotten out of this program?
You know, I've got a lot out of each lesson. I felt that each one built on another. You know, lessons such as using authority effectively, time management, delegation. I mean, delegation, I really got a lot out of that and got a lot done. I've shed a lot of duties. I'm going to try to shed some more duties. And in fact, we figured out that I probably saved $37,000 plus in the duties that I've been able to move in my time. And, you know, in addition to that, now that I've got some of these new duties, I think I'm going to shed some of them, too.
So what does that mean that you've saved $37,000?
Well, in my time, by moving this, delegating these duties to other people.
Okay, so that's way more than the investment of the cost of this program.
Yeah, just in that alone. And you know, if I could maybe go over some of these other, you know, measurable goals. With the sales goal, we think that we haven't realized the full 12%, but we think we've realized 5% so far, and that's $312,500.
Okay.
In developing a more cohesive management team, the interruptions, you know, as I said, they've gone down to zero, and I think I've saved another $10,000 in my time there.
So that was the time spent from having to deal with all the problems that your management team people were bringing to you constantly.
Yeah, the conflict resolution.
All right, so that's come down to zero, and you estimate the value of your time in working on those things was $10,000.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is over a year. And then the time I've been able to spend in high payoff duties probably saved another $37,000 there. Once again, this is, I got something backwards here. That's what I saved in the high payoff activities. In the increased employee potential, I think with the employee that we worked with, that we've been able to increase his effectiveness by at least an hour a day, and that's going to net us $12,500 over the next year.
All right. So
maybe I did say 37.5 for the high pay.
What's the total amount that you've?
The total amount's $372,500.
Well, congratulations. That's absolutely fantastic. That's
not bad for a $2,000 investment normally, huh?
Not at all. Now, Rick, I know that that's kind of the dollars and cents side of the benefits that you've gotten from this. But tell me, from you as a person, how is this going to change your life?
Well, first of all, it's going to allow, well, it's going to lead to me continuing on with this. I think the idea of, some type of professional coaching or whatever, however you'd want to term it, has really helped me a lot. It's helped me to keep on track with my business. It's helped me to realize my goals and to keep up with things. I mean, they weren't always fun to do, but, you know, in working with Linda, she's really reminded me on a weekly basis of what needed to be done.
So
and that's
so,
been great.
All right, so Rick, that's nice, but why is this important to you? What really is this going to matter to you?
How's it really going to matter to me? Well,
yes.
It's going to continue to help me manage my business better.
All right, but personally, are you is this less stress? I mean, are you happier to come to work every day? I mean, what are you getting out of this?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, yeah, absolutely. I've been able to, first of all, have the thought that down the road I'm going to have more personal time from it.
Okay.
Although I'm mainly devoting the hours to things, other things that I want to accomplish. But as a result of this, down the road, it's going to bring me more personal time. Yes, better fulfills me feeling good about coming to work every day, because I know that I'm on top of things, that the other members of my staff are on top of things, and we've got a good system to monitor that now. So that brings a lot less stress and brings me a lot of relief as to, you know, where we're going and how we're going to do it.
I'm happy to hear you say that, Rick, because you sound good. And what one of the things that when a lot of people finish various types of training programs and whatnot is they come out of the gate and they're excited, they're thrilled, and the world looks great. How are you going to maintain this over time?
Well, as I said, I think we're going to maintain our ongoing business relationship with Linda. We did sit down as a company at a management meeting last weekend. Linda facilitated a two-hour presentation. And we had a discussion after that, and as a result of that, our management team has decided to budget $25,000 to this type of improving people type process in the future.
All right. So
we don't know exactly what, but one part of that's going to be me continuing to work with Linda on a weekly basis for an hour or two.
And Tom, the thing that was so exciting about that is that Rick, that was the first time to my knowledge, in the company's history that they've actually put a budget in place for developing their people. And some of that came around about because during that meeting when Rick shared the new values with the team, and they said, well, you know, we like these values, but we also think you ought to have people development as a value. And so they're getting on the same page with Rick. He's not doing this by himself anymore.
Well, and I know that his company's been listening to the show every week and kind of following this along. Has that made a difference inside the company, just that act alone?
Oh, yeah, I think so. They've enjoyed the show, and I think, you know, they see what I'm doing, and I think they say, hey, we want to do this too. Give us a piece of the action.
Right. Okay, so Linda, a question for you real quick is, are these results that Rick is describing typical?
The behavior changes that he's, I have to tell you, Rick is pretty special. He's probably been one of the more committed CEOs that I've ever worked with. But the results are very typical in that when people go through it, especially with CEOs, they do tend to be pretty committed. You know, they know why they're doing it. And you remember Rick is doing this because he wants to transition the company.
Right.
Linda, let me just interject. I knew Tom would rake me over the coals if I didn't.
That's right. You had to be successful.
Absolutely.
In front of all of us here.
Continue on, Linda. I'm sorry.
Now we know the real motivation.
Right. Exactly.
Public humiliation on the airwaves by a comic. That's great.
We are used to participants being able to specifically document what's different as a result of going through the process. I mean, certainly the dollars vary and that sort of thing. You know, sometimes people don't know what they don't know, and I'm sure you've heard that before, John.
Yeah.
And for example, Rick, he felt one of the greatest things he got out of it had to do with delegation. Yet originally he rated himself as high in that area already. So sometimes you just don't know. And it's good to kind of go through the process.
So he thought he was doing well in that category, but really wasn't.
Well, yes. There was room for improvement.
Room for improvement. Okay.
Absolutely.
You're
right,
so
good.
Diplomatic, Linda. I love that. I have to tell you, Rick, you sound freer than a bird.
Yeah,
and I think everyone wants to feel like you do. That's why they all went on board.
I tell you, just having that more personal time is a big issue for a lot of people in business. That's a great benefit you got from that program.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm going to make a couple of mentions here. First of all, I want to let people know that we've been talking with Rick Duncan. His company is Duncan & Son Lines. And sponsoring this is Attainment, Inc. and Leadership Management, Inc. And Linda Tennant has been facilitating and been the consultant through this whole process. Lynn and Rick, thank you very much for sharing this with us and our listeners. It sounds like an excellent program. Rick, congratulations. We were all rooting for you here along the last 8 weeks, and we're certainly going to miss you, but we want you to keep in touch with us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Lennon, we look forward to talking with you in the future as well.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Your chance to chime in is at 480-9.